From the great halls of their house, there are assembled three who hope to one day be the world's greatest driving heroes. Created from the cosmic legends of the universe comes our team captain, the Vision, Bill Fisher. Their soon-to-be Wonder Woman, Vicky Fisher. Our Captain Marvel and head flight trainee, Jennifer Scripchuk. And our Batman, the master of tools, gadgets, and all things mechanical, our mild-mannered soon-to-be billionaire, Alan Danvers. Their mission, to fight injustice, share what is right and wrong, to get you out of your house and come out racing with them, and serve all mankind. They are the Garage Heroes in Training Team.
Welcome to the Garage Heroes in Training Podcast. I'm going to be the only host for this episode. My name, not Vicky, not Jen, not Jeremy. Nope. We'll go with Bill, you know, just whatever. My usual co-host is here, but she's being interviewed, so she's not a host. Hello, Miss Vicky.
Right.
You know, as a guest, you would hold the microphone.
I'm here.
Ah, there we go.
There we go.
All right. Very well. Your partner in crime for this ball failage lemons rally, my dear Miss Audra. Welcome to the podcast again.
From the Shifting Points podcast.
Sorry, Audra, did she talk over you the entire time you were on the road, or is that just extra?
No, not at all.
Okay. Very well.
She didn't even nap either. I was pretty proud of her.
Really?
I might have napped.
I napped for everybody. It's fine. And then the hair band to end all hair bands, Matt Diedrich. Welcome to the podcast again, Matt.
Welcome. Welcome.
And you know him as Tawny Katane lookalike, but welcoming back to the podcast, Ryan Suska. Welcome back, Ryan.
Gone.
I think it's the beard that makes you look so similar, you know?
Clearly.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you guys did a thing for the past few days. We're going to wrap it up. Anybody want to summarize in case people haven't been playing the home game?
So two extra hairy metal band rockers were followed by a pair of witches throughout the course of Massachusetts, Rhode Island, Connecticut, New York, Vermont, New Hampshire, just the tip of Maine, and back to Boston over the course of a crazy weekend with progressively hectic antics.
Mm-hmm. Which everyone else knows as the Fall Failage Lemons Rally. And our hairband friends had two witches slash groupies, namely my beautiful bride and Miss Audra, yes, following along. We'll start with Ryan. Ryan, was this what you expected? Is this you hadn't done one of these, but you knew the area. So is this kind of what you thought was going in, or was it vastly different?
No, I pretty much thought it was going to be three just days of ridiculousness and go, 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 go. So, you know, it was a race, except without, you know, motor swaps and all the normal craziness of a race.
That's true. And you had a roof that didn't leak.
No, I didn't have a roof.
I know.
Not have a roof.
I know. I just thought it was quite fun to say. Do you drive any cars that have roofs? I'm just curious. Or do you only do arrive and drive with roofs?
I only do arrive and drives with roofs. But I mean, technically the Miata has a roof, but it's, you know, just it's plywood.
It's a Miata. Enough, right? Miata roof is not exactly a weatherproof environment, shall we say.
No.
Matt, your partner in crime, what did you think going in? Did you have any expectations? Were they met? Were they dashed against the rocks? What do you think?
So I was hoping for, at the bare minimum, a Friday night lemons party where we're just starting to get crazy, like at a race. We know there's stuff to do tomorrow, but we're going to have some fun tonight. And it turned into a full out Saturday night. The car's working great. We don't have anything to do tomorrow kind of party. And just a lot of fun.
Well, Well, I mean, the reports I got from the significantly better half was that everybody was so tired, nothing went on. So, my dear, let's try to get these two stories together here. You didn't prep Matt on the proper preparation for the partying phase of the lemons, or did you just went home like a good little girl?
How so?
Well, I mean, he's saying it was a shindig, and you're saying nobody had any energy, and everybody just pooped out.
No. I would have to say that. Friday night, everybody pooped out. Would everybody have to agree with that?
Yes.
I mean, everybody was pretty darn exhausted on Friday night. Saturday night seemed to have been the party night. And we ended up in a pub that was a game pub.
Video games?
Yeah, it was all video games and gaming and stuff like that. It was small and loud. It was so loud that, you know, I tried to get something going for the podcasting, and it I could understand how difficult Jeff was having at a time. Because even then people were either talking about their experiences, you know, with their friends or planning or eating. I would not say that they were partying. They were just at the end of a race, they were just kind of tired talking, if that makes any sense.
Mm.
And then, but everybody was, I mean, I know I was whipped. I know a bunch of other people were whipped. And then how fast that the award ceremony went, I think people right afterward just started bugging out. But I could see how it's difficult to kind of catch people to do like on-site interviews.
I have a plan for the next one, but I'm not going to tell anybody. I got this covered. So, Miss Audra, you borrowed my beautiful bride for 3 days. You look like you're not bleeding too much. You did give her back.
Yeah,
you did. Just to make you happy, she has decided that none of the, I don't know if we go with theme or decorations, shall be removed from your vehicle until after Halloween.
Uh-huh. I think that's a perfect plan. She did such a great job. It's so cute.
My 15-year-old will not get in the car to go to school either.
Nope. Nope. So I'm driving back and forth to work in that car all the time. So it's quite funny. So, Miss Audra, you've done some rallies, but not a lemons rally. Did you?
No, this is first lemons rally.
Did it fit your expectations, or did we, like every good lemons activity, did we go right underneath them?
So I had no idea what to expect because I wasn't planning on going. As you know, Vicky called me on Wednesday afternoon and said, "Hey, what are you doing this weekend? Let's start a rally at 7 a.m. on Friday." And
I barely finished my sentence. She said, "Yes."
I told you, I started out with the year of yes last year, and it's just completely flowed over.
It's a fantastic way to live life. But
ultimately, I could have gone to an autocross on Saturday and been at an autocross school on Sunday, but I do that all the time. I've never done this before.
Mm-hmm. And will you ever do it again?
Absolutely. This was hilarious.
It was hilarious. So fun. Okay.
I can't tell you how many times we snort laughed.
Just following these guys was absolutely hysterical, because it was the triple take for me. because we were laughing so hard that we forgot that we were actually in another car. So when they would stop and look at us, it was like, oh yeah, we're in another car too. But just as people were going by watching these two knuckleheads.
Well, you forget after a while, like, what are they looking at, you know?
I know.
So did anybody pull up next to you too, thinking that it was two ladies following two more ladies?
No.
That I saw, but there are definitely a couple people that just kind of looked at. I even saw double takes where it's like, okay, we're not going to look that way anymore.
Yeah, that car does not exist. I don't know what's over there. All right. Let's see. This is not like your normal, you know, World Rally Championship rally. So don't go thinking that we're zipping through the woods and doing power slides all across the terrain. But anybody want to describe this?
So you didn't get the whole story then.
Well, I do have to wash my car, but I'm not sure if Vicky's Halloween decorations will stay on the car, but that's okay. Anybody want to describe what the event was, just in case people haven't been playing along? This looks
Go ahead, Audra.
You showed up on Friday morning and registered, and they did a checklist of your car to see if it met certain hoopty-ish standards, which yours did not, which was fine. Ryan's definitely did, which was really, really awesome. And they give you a list of sites that you need to find and where they're approximately located. So they give you like the town that they're in and like a small hint. And you have to go online and figure out what you're actually going looking for and then go find it. And we did how many of those a day? Like 10 a day or something?
Yeah, it was like 10 or 12 a day.
About a dozen a day.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was about 300 to 350 miles a day that we were doing.
Plus stops.
Including a ferry.
Including a ferry. Yeah.
But you're not on highways. You're on kind of back roads and side roads.
We were on everything. There was nothing we didn't cover. Dirt roads, side roads, everything.
Highways.
Water. Cemetery roads.
Mm. Yeah.
Mm. That was great, though. Getting through that cemetery to get to Uncle Sam was...
I know, right? We were trucking. It was quite awesome. I was telling her, I says, we never would really stop and see these places if we were not forced to do so. And in a good way. And it really kind of made you stop and appreciate just these little road trips. So it was really awesome. And just, you know, following these guys around, I would have to say just the four of us, we really kind of made a good team as a whole. Mm-hmm. We really kind of ping ponged and bounced off each other really, really well. And these guys here were just so freaking organized. By the time we were sitting down to start organizing our trip, we were already starting to grab like texts that they had already, they start flying in. And I'm like, they're just so efficient. We couldn't even keep up and try to sort ourselves out by the time everything was flying into our phone again. I'm like, oh my God, what can we do to help these guys? So well,
you know what they wanted.
Photography. Pictures.
Camera crew.
Photographers.
Camera crew. Yeah. That's you're there to be camera crew and look pretty, and you accomplish both things very well. So what was the... Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
No, you go ahead. Anyway, so what was some of the highlights? What do you think, Ryan? What was your favorite stop? Did you have one? Something that sticks out?
I would say Ausable Chasm. That was just really cool. The mm-hmm. rock formation and how the river is just eating away at all the stone in the valley. Just a sight to be seen. You got to see it for yourself.
Mm-hmm. Where was that?
Ausable, New York, basically almost on the Canadian border.
Oh, okay. Cool. Mm-hmm. What do you think, Matt? What was your favorite?
I kind of liked the bonus stops that we did each day where we had to go out and find a unique location. And it wasn't really anything special, but it was the fact that it was like, you know, not an official part of the rally and we had to do something stupid there.
Well, that's easy.
So, oh yeah, it was easy. We had to find Champy one day. Mm-hmm. So that led to a whole video series. And then the next day we had to go find the end of a spur of off one of the main railroads. And looking that up as 80 rock star mentality, first thing that pops up in this little town is Railroad Park. And one of the first images is a wooden train in this park. So I look at it, I'm like, okay, we're going crazy train.
Exactly.
And Ryan concurred and we discussed the best way to handle that. And I think filming that was a good highlight, if slightly painful, jumping off the roof of the caboose.
I mean, you've jumped off Ryan's caboose before, but that's a different movie. So Ryan,
more padding.
More padding. Ryan, I provided you a little bit of a soundtrack for your trip. Was that did that meet your approval, or was that a little bit off?
It did. Your sous chef, restaurant recommender, and to part-time DJ. You know, I'm impressed.
All right, very well. That's one of those.
We had one issue.
Gems.
It would be the cell service up there where we kept getting buffering on the audio.
Yeah, there's that for sure. It was tough because every now and then Vicky'd be sitting still for quite a long time, and then she'd be like 100 miles away. I'm like, oh wow, she did really good time in that next 5 minutes.
Yeah. So. Oh, so you had some find-a-phone watching us
occasionally because I lost me and Liam a couple times during the weekend, so I found them out. So Miss Audra, what was your highlight stop? The one that sticks out that you remember?
You know, the Chasm was definitely fantastic. I had never been up in New York before and done all of those routes, so that was really nice. But the thing that I guess stands out to me is not one of the stops, but the fact that as part of the challenge, they added in something at the last minute, and that was there was a young man named Max who was doing with his grandfather, and everybody had to find, it was his birthday, it was his 14th birthday, and everybody had to find something on the side of the road to give to Max. And ultimately, his mom had to follow in an SUV to hold all of the gifts. That killed me. It was so funny.
It was
that
hysterical.
And, you know, Matthew and Ryan suddenly stopping. And Ryan went bolting down the road. We thought he had to throw up or pee or something. But in fact, he found something really cool to give to Max. And that was the that was the stop.
And Max at one point had managed to bungee cord almost a good portion of the stuff on top of his MG midget, I think it was. So it almost looked like, the best way I could think about it is the Grinch Who Stole Christmas, when they had the sleigh all topped off. Well, that was his car. They decided to keep they were such good sports about it. Oh my gosh, they were such good sports about it.
That kid was having the time of his life.
Yes, he was. Mm-hmm. And so was his granddad. They were so dressed funny. Up as the Boston Tea Party.
So I asked his dad, I said to the dad, I'm like, so you gonna let Max do this again? He's like, well, if it's not on his birthday.
Maybe. Were they the ones that had the tea bag in all the pictures?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Miss Vicky, what was the standout for you? What was the highlight? Did you stop?
I liked, what was the highway called? The Carcamungus?
the Cancamagus.
Yes, the highway was amazing. Stop laughing at me, Audra. that was an amazing drive going through. I've never seen mountains so high. For me, I haven't seen mountains so high, and it was just so beautiful. And the other one was Lake Placid. I was really kind of stunned about Lake Placid. I would like to go back there and visit. It was pretty amazing.
Hint, hint, wink, wink, Bill, vacation ideas.
I've been trying to go to Lake Placid skiing for years, and I keep getting turned down.
No, I'm not talking about skiing. I'm talking about going, just visiting. Okay. It's like a mountain autumn thing. It was amazing.
Okay. All right. So I know you guys kind of partnered up because everybody knows everybody, and you guys, we do this at races, so now we do it at rallies too. Did you guys ever cross paths with other teams or any event or anybody else, see anybody else on the trips and the travails?
Occasionally we would cross paths with some other cars, and usually they were at a meeting place. I think at one point everybody we end up catching up with Max at I don't even remember what state it was, but it was Long Lake, and they had a Route 66, a little mini Route 66 that was moved off of a highway over onto like a little park, and everybody was kind of giving the side eye a little bit, especially these teenage girls that were kind of hanging out. There's like a group of teenagers, and you know, trying, they especially these two, everybody's giving these guys the side eye because they thought that these guys were like legitimately like these guys. So
they are guys.
And I was like, oh, it's a road rally. They're like, really? What? And I'm like, oh yeah, you're going to see a lot of weirdness come in here just very, very shortly. And they're like, really? And then they all, who was in the park, all started coming out. And I would have to say probably about, we had about 8 cars, and other cars still started coming in. That's when we ran into Max again and gave him our present. But we would meet them up with there, and occasionally some of the stops that were really interesting, ones that you just didn't have to go out, take a picture and go. I think there was one that was a collectibles place right on the other side of the highway that we were traveling on. And because they had a Reliant Robin there, it was a three-wheel mm-hmm. car. And then they had the Crosby car. Crosby.
Crosley.
Crosley. Yeah. They had two of those on display, not for sale. And then they had other cars inside. So got, I think people kind of hung out a little bit there just to kind of take a look at it. So I think the more interesting places we would come across more people like the chasm. We ran into some people there also that just kind of lingered a little bit just to enjoy what they were watching. Mostly a handful. I think the ferry. I think everybody's leaving on the ferry. We saw a couple people loading up on the ferry. So
cool. So looking back on the event, you guys looked a little tired, a little weary coming in. It's Tuesday. So you're technically somewhat returning back to life if the post-race hangover applies to a post-rally. So any car highlights, any themes that stuck out for you guys?
Captain's log supplemental.
So, Miss Vicky.
Yes, sir.
Do you remember when we were watching those WRL events and some of those grid life events where you used to see the in-car video and it had like the cameras seeing front and back, but it also could see all the telemetry and everything that was going on?
Mm-hmm.
You know, most of the ones that we liked were taken by the Sentinel system. Remember James came on our podcast earlier?
Right.
You know, we have no excuse since he lent us one for trial and demonstration purposes. We should actually probably put that in one of our cars. Maybe two.
I really think we should.
I think we should.
I know.
Because then we'd look like the immature endurance racing team that we are. Oh, wait, I mispronounced that, didn't I? Sorry, my bad. We could
so what does the Sentinel system do?
We could have three cameras with picture in picture. We could have, if we ever get the AIM system to work, open invitation to anybody from AIM to come on and give us a little bit of love. We need some help. And then we could have all our telemetry on there. And then we can have it streamed live into the paddock or around the world to our millions of fans. We're apparently very popular in Kenya right now. Don't know why, but that's fine. And it can integrate all the available race statistics from like Race Hero and everything. So we could actually see how we're doing on video. We wouldn't even have to carry around our phone anymore. Live.
I love it.
Clearly ours.
I mean, obviously. You
know. The thing about these guys is that they were in character the entire time. And of course, if anybody stopped to look at them, they were kind of given the rock band tongue out, you know, headbanger hand sign. Or they would just rock in their car and the whole car would tip back and forth. and Ryan ended up finding a person that kind of met up with us, and he bought parts along the way because he found a supplier. Now it was a guy that had cars that were very similar to his. He had like five of them, I think, didn't he?
Seven or eight.
He had like nine in the property.
And they were driving a GMC Sunrunner. It was like a mm-hmm. Suzuki.
Yep.
Yeah, Suzuki Sidekick, GeoTracker, all the
whatever.
Above.
Yeah,
he had a bunch of those, and he had a couple samurais. So mm-hmm. we've since been texting back and forth, and there will really? Be many parts exchanges between him and I.
Uh oh, that's a something that did not need much encouragement, I'm sure.
No, not at all.
No,
but total dumb luck because Audra had to order the fancy drink that took forever.
we were waiting for so long. And this guy walks up to him and is like, hey, and they start talking about the Sunrunner. He goes, yeah, I got five of them. And that's when they started making a deal. And he goes, how close are you? He asked what he had, you know, and he was looking for these two back seats that were bucket seats. And Ryan's like, how much you want for him? He goes, oh, about $100. And he goes, how close you live? About 5 minutes. And we're just like, we're going. mm-hmm. And that's where we ended up. We were 5 minutes away from one of our stops. And then, and we just end up hanging out at this guy's place for a while, getting parts and mm-hmm. making parts deals.
Wheeling and dealing.
Mm-hmm.
I would expect nothing less. Okay. do you guys see any fellow participants who had some mechanical issues? We'll go with mechanical issues. That sounds good.
Friends from 3 p.m. managed to lock themselves in their car or lock themselves out of their car mm-hmm. with the spare key in the car.
I mean, that way you know where it is, right?
Yeah.
They had a quick podcast this morning with a kind of an update. I'm not sure Chris made it back, so I think he's still en route, shall we say.
No, he's in the Cape right now. They have a place over at Cape Cod, so he went that way.
Did he?
And okay. He's out there helping family.
I thought he was out there looking for somebody with a tow truck. Okay. he might be doing both. You never know. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Let's see. So, ladies, you spent all of 5 minutes, I think, thinking of a theme since you didn't know you were leaving until basically that day. You guys ended up theming.
Well, we were driving an orange 2019 Mini Cooper. And at last minute, again, I found out that I was leaving
at 5 o'clock. Non-Lemons Rally suitable vehicle, by the way.
Yeah. Well, I was going up there for judging. But so I found out Wednesday that I had to go.
Thursday. You found out Wednesday you had to go Thursday.
Right. So I was leaving Thursday. So Wednesday night, I'm trying to, do this theme. So right after I left dinner, because we had gone out for dinner, and right down in the same plaza was Michael's. So I went over there and got some contact paper and turned the car. Wasn't contact paper, it was decal paper. And turned my orange car into a jack-o'-lantern and stopped along the way. I actually made the cuts the night before and drew it out and cut it. And then on my route there, I stopped off at a Sheetz and a car wash. And I'm outside Sheetz putting all these pumpkins on, which people are going by laughing at it anyway. And then stopped at the Spirit Halloween store and grabbed my costume en route. And on my way to go meet up with Audra, and I just told her I would meet her in the morning. I got up there on Thursday night, and we met up at Friday morning. She took an Uber in, and then we were so unprepared because we were so busy judging. I had to do the judging, and that we weren't even prepared. When we left, we didn't even have anything mapped out at all, because by the time that I realized that I had to get my car going and I got my packet, we had like 5 minutes before we were getting ready to pull out. I'm like, I have no idea where I'm going. And then these guys here, I think I just had to quickly judge them. And they had already had their packet, I think. I don't know if they did, but we're just like, can we follow you guys? Because, we're not really prepared just yet. But I mean, if we could just follow you guys for a little while, I mean, that would be great, just so I can get things sorted out. And then along the route, we decided that we were just going to stay together. So it just kind of worked out.
I think they just got used to us following them. So.
Well, yeah, we didn't get our packet.
It wasn't really hard to follow us. It's like not like we could get away from you.
No, he's got a sticker on the back of his car that just says, just go around me or just pass me. I'm flooring it.
Yeah, you're definitely not outrunning us.
No. Yeah. So the two ladies decided to follow the two non-blondes and go running around for the rest. So you followed them for a short time, known as the entire thing.
Right.
Okay.
Right. It just kind of worked out.
We didn't know where we were going either. I just handed Matt the packet and said, "Give me directions." And because Matt and I have been on far too many road trips, Yeah, at this point, we've known each other longer than we haven't known each other. We're getting to that stage in our life.
This is actually a shorter road trip for some of
us. This has been a shorter road trip than some of the stuff we did. 2 weeks before my wedding, we elected to do a 21-hour, just bomb it straight out to Kansas City to go pick up a truck, and then a day later, haul it right back. So we've done some road trips. So we kind of can read each other's minds and know what each other are thinking. And I said, "Here's the packet. Give me the shortest route." And he goes, "Okay." And we were planning the route as we were going to the first location, so we didn't know much either when we left. Well, just the general direction I had to go in.
They did an incredible job. They really did.
I mean, the good thing is at the speed they were going, they had plenty of time to figure out where to turn. So
you got it
exactly.
All right. Any great food stops or drinks or anything along the way, or was this kind of? Basically, it sounded like you guys only stopped for dinner when you were done.
They were really good rally people. We were on a mission. There was no stopping. We stopped for bathroom breaks, and that's about it. And except for my lengthy Dunkin' Donuts drink, I think that was the longest stop during the day.
Yeah, Audra brought a bunch of snacks and munchies in our car, and so we were kind of set. We would grab something. I didn't have anything to eat the first day, so I just kind of snacked the whole time, and I was starving by the time I got off the road. But I mean, I think as food goes, I would probably say that Mediterranean restaurant we stopped in on Sunday was really good.
Yeah,
and it was like this. I thought it was going to be like a Casablanca. They were like, we have a belly dance, something like that. But it was really kind of just almost like a you would do like a Chinese food takeout kind of setup. That's what it kind of felt like.
Yeah, Chinese food takeout with a belly dancer.
No, but I'm just saying like the restaurant itself.
I was going to say I'm going to the wrong Chinese food place.
Right, okay. That's what it kind of reminds. But I have to say that the food was absolutely amazing. Or maybe I was just really, really hungry.
No, it was good.
It was really good. It was really good. I think it's called
Aleka's in Plattsburgh.
Aleka's, yeah.
Highly recommend.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I'm definitely going to go back in and leave a review for them. But yeah, it was really good. Really good.
They say good snacks for rally should look like you gave a young kid $100 and told him go have fun. And our car was more like you gave that kid $100 and sent him into Whole Foods. So we had like applesauce and nuts and Quest bars and it's more healthier stuff, surprisingly, than normal. But you know, it's just reach back, grab a granola bar or whatever, and it got us through the day and had a nice meal. Mediterranean place was amazing. Like I love Greek fries, and they're not very common, and the one good restaurant we had closed, so the fact that they were on the menu and this huge plate of Greek fries shows up, I'm like, oh yes.
Audra did really well. She had like peanut butter. What did you say, Audra? What did you pack?
We had trail mix, peanut butter crackers, and loads of cheese.
Lots of cheese.
I'm glad I wasn't on this trip.
Yeah, cheese. She had a ginger ale because I was getting sick looking at the map. She goes, I got ginger ale. So we had ginger ale.
We would have had grapes. They were still here when I got back.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she did really good. But I think we were just really, really excited and having such a good time. I don't think we really even thought so much about like stopping for lunch or anything like that.
It was pretty funny on this end because every day we'd have a podcast trying to reviewing the rally as you guys are going, and every day the UPS ferry kept popping in with different things that we were supposed to have brought to the rally, but we didn't have time to get, and it was quite hilarious. I'm like, yeah, that would have been good. Oh, that would have been good too. Oh, we needed that. Okay. All right. So you guys, 2019 mini, not exactly spectacular. The closet samurai.
Nice.
Thanks. Well, it's appropriate with your getup. But anyway,
yes.
Next time, car of choice, or is it going to be a surprise? Or if it's going to be a surprise, you have to say whether or not the car you had is what you would like to do again.
I wouldn't say it's.
So like specifically for the rally, like
for the rally,
like just find something specifically for rallying. Like I don't have any specific thing in mind. Obviously 4 comfortable seats would be ideal, but I want to find something specifically for rallying and not just kind of which one of our vehicles is the dumbest and work with it.
Well, I mean, you left with 2 seats and you came home with 4. So, you know, that's upgrade, I guess. What about you, Ryan? You're gonna go with that one again, or you're gonna come up with something new?
Yeah, well, if we do it again, I think it would be a good candidate, especially because in the spring it's getting a TDI swap, so then it'll actually have power, and we can go up the hills without having to go down multiple gears and pray we make it up the hill.
Should we tell them about our plan with the Suburban?
So... yeah, we had joked. I've got a mid-90s Suburban diesel. It's all done up. And I put a big tow truck bumper on it and for pushing race cars around. And One of my buddies keeps calling it a prepper vehicle. And I'm like, well, you know, screw it. We should just take the Suburban, throw like 8 people in it, and I'll dress up like Mad Max and just rock out that way.
My take on that was we do Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. So we have one princess, whether it's the same one all weekend or each time with a different one of us as the princess. And we just roll out of every stop and just do something appropriate to that.
I'm not sure there's anything appropriate to that, but let's go with the ladies. Miss Audra.
Who knows what I'll come up with in a year. I have a lot of time to think about it, and I have a bunch of car swapping to do between now and then. Mm-hmm. So I have no idea what I'll have.
All right. Very well. Miss Vicky, you going to spend more than 6 minutes prepping a car this time?
Yeah. Yeah. I have an idea for next year. I do. It's probably going to be the Honda Fit.
And, well, you're talking about doing two of these next year.
Perhaps.
Yes. Well, you've been drafted for one and you want to do this one again. So,
yeah.
Don't be so happy about it.
No. That's not it at all.
Okay.
That's not it at all. It's a whole new thing.
Okay.
Like I really, really, really enjoyed it. And I have to say, like me and Audra being thrown in a car together the way we were, we've really got to know each other really well. We have so much in common. But by the time we got done our trip, we're just like, we are more alike than we really thought we were.
Pretty surprised. And you're so easy to travel with. You're like the best driving partner. It was very easy.
Yeah. The whole trip was so easy. We got along so well. And I think just our vibe just meshed really, really well for this trip. And I would certainly do it again with Audra. Absolutely.
That would be so fun.
All right. Rumor has it the two ladies of rock walked away from this rally with some hardware.
That we did. We won the regional award. They titled it Rock is Dead and You Killed It.
Nice.
Yeah, they said that they saw, I think it was because of your moobs that they saw on on social media, because I think you've lifted your shirt twice. Shoot your chest up. Now, the funny thing about
it looked like
this,
more than that, though.
No, this particular rally, I don't know what everybody else was doing, but these guys, started with poses. They start off with rock poses. And then and after that, it just got to be more challenging of what were they going to do next? What pose were they going to do next? And literally, I would have to say by the third day, Audra and I were really on board with the posing. And then we started collaborating with our posing and started to tell a story with our posing with the other team. So. Uh-huh. And I think that just got to be really, really funny. It was really kind of hard to try to figure out, you know, what we were going to do. But these guys were already set up on what they were planning on doing.
Yeah, your storyline that you came up with for the last day, it was just hilarious. And watching the whole thing play out, it was so fun.
Yeah. So between the two teams.
For those who don't know, we did Death to the Rockstar, so we did even more outlandish stuff on Saturday, just like rock stars in their absolute, you know, demise would do, minus the drugs and the alcohol and the, you know, being thrown in jail. The pinnacle was pretending to steal Vicky and Andra's car, and then they started to get back at us. I was tied on the roof tied on the hood for one. They then, you know, knocked us out with their spell magic in a cemetery, and then they de-wigged us in another, and then finally we just disappeared and our pants were left on the ground when our wigs were left on the car. So
yes, I had the one where I had ripped their wigs off, and then our segment, that was their segment, and then our segment was me running back to the car with their wig and they're chasing us.
So, you know, I not having known about this story composition, it makes a lot more sense now watching this from afar.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Very well. And
the question I have to ask is, you on the last podcast I was on, you challenged me to be a better Tawny Katane. Did I pull it off?
Yeah, he did pull a Tawny Katane.
It was a significant upgrade, and the effort was there. It was noted acknowledged.
Thank you.
Yes, done. Yep. Job well done, sir. So, wow. Yeah, things I never thought would be the same. Tawny Katane and Ryan. But anyway, so Miss Vicky and Audrey, your exploits were posted on Instagram under?
It was under Vicky Wilson Fisher. And I hashtagged it to Garage Heroes in Training and to Shifting Points. And Shifting Points podcast and Garage Heroes in Training podcast.
Okay. Ryan and Matt, you guys, I believe you generated a new account just for this endeavor. Is that true?
Yep. Ham Motorsports 24HOL. And our future rally endeavors will probably be using the same account. Just keep it crazy.
Mm-hmm. Because, those pictures would only contaminate another feed. So. And you can have plausible deniability because you don't look anything like those two guys that were there. So that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
No. So, Miss Audra, you going to do this again? Does this sound like fun?
This was a blast. So, yes, I'm already plotting to do this next year.
Is this going to be a Shifting Points branded entry, or are you going to draft whoever you can get and see who's in a weakened state and say yes, right?
Well, I already have one of my co-hosts is all in and all ready to go. Pretty sure the other one will be. So we'll see what happens when we get to next year. But I think that we could provide a Shifting Points production on this.
Very nice. Very nice. Matt, Ryan, you guys look like you had a hell of a good time. So you in for another one of these sometime?
I am 100% in for another fall failure. The past couple have always ended up on the same weekend as the Halloween race up at New Hampshire Motorsports. So we haven't been able to do it. And I would have loved to have done the 66 rally that they did last year, but trying to get someone to commit to 2 weeks of vacation time, a week for the rally and a week to get home. It's rough.
I think since we're all located in the Northeast, I think the 66 rally is definitely a rental car entry. I mean, it just takes too much time if you don't. It's so far. Ryan, you in for another one of these ridiculousnesses?
Yeah, I think I could have my arm twisted to do this again.
Yeah. Do we have a potential theme already identified, or have we just begun to
we could always just go with the old faithful and be rock stars again and just turn it up another notch. So
rock stars part two.
I don't know.
Oh my gosh, they were so funny.
Allow
could be more ridiculous. The poses could be more ridiculous. We could get there.
I don't think you can do anything more ridiculous.
I've heard it before.
I bet they can.
I don't think they can. I think that's it. I think they've done everything they can. They can't do anything more than that. Nope. That's
I've got
my story.
A crazy idea of trying to find another team and do like two completely different themes, like a peanut butter car and a jelly car, completely separate, but put them together for every single photo and have them be a working combination theme.
Mm-hmm.
Like, not that simple, but like you could probably come up with two completely different themes that just work perfectly together and just do it that way. So I'd love to see something like that come together.
Mm. If only you knew some other idiots who you could do this with, Matt. I'm pretty sure you might be able to scrape a couple together just from
so many idiots.
So many idiots. All right. Did I miss anything that we didn't go over? Because we kind of did. This is like the third one of these. I'm just making sure because I wasn't there. Anything of note that we may need to go over?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I did not expect what I had experienced. That they had a lot more people had turned out than they had first anticipated. So I don't even think that Jeff Stobbs, who runs it,
Rally Master.
The Rally Master. I don't think he was prepared for what he had walked into. So many cars, so many teams had shown up. Very unexpected.
I thought it was really impressive too, the level of commitment. You know, of course, Ryan and Matt's were the best and they stayed committed throughout, but there are other people who actually stayed costumed up through the whole thing. Felt a little inadequate because I kind of cheaped out on mine. I didn't bring the whole garb that I had. So next time I'll definitely be prepared for that.
Yeah, step up or else.
Listen, Audra, if you don't know by now, lemons is truly appropriate to our "if it's worth doing, it's worth overdoing" motto.
You know, I should have thought about that.
I know.
I really should have. It's a failure on my part. I'm embarrassed, really.
That's all I can say is space pants. And the fact that still echoes in the back of my head means they kept it going all weekend. And that was the intent. Mm-hmm. It's, if you're going to do it, don't stop doing it until everyone's sick and tired of it and tells you to, okay, you're done. Goodbye.
But once they're sick and tired of it, if you just keep doing it, then it becomes funny again. So that's where you got to take it to, you know? And if there's somebody I know who can overdo things, Mr. Suska would be on that list.
I was about to say, are you speaking about yourself?
I wasn't there. I have no demonstrated skill in this rally capability. So we'll see how that goes.
So then I issue a challenge. Then you have to do it with me and we have to see who can outdo each other.
Oh, now. Oh, I hate that. God. Okay.
You challenge me, so it's only fair.
That is, yeah. I know.
You know, it seems just going to be a professional podcaster. He's going to have a van with a table in the back and be podcasting the entire rally and kind of pull teams in as they run into him at different stops.
Sorry, just throw a microphone their way. I've got a plan for doing the podcast for the next rally that we're involved in. It's going to be spectacular. It'll be good. All right, everybody, thanks for tolerating me while I lived vicariously from a distance. You guys did great. Everybody in the rally did great. There were some awesome photos. I finally figured out why there was a tea bag on every one of those one pictures, so that makes me feel better. So the puzzle has been solved. Mr. Suska and Matt, if people want to follow along besides rally, you guys also are involved with the racing, so where would they follow along for you guys?
That's a good question. Would it be the Stupidly Misguided?
Yeah, we have a couple pages. There's our Stupidly Misguided page on Facebook. There's also the Ham Motorsports page on Facebook. That's where you can follow us on our Lemons exploits.
That's right. And Stupidly is spelled stupidly, so we know that.
Yes.
Miss Audra, people want to follow along?
Yeah, Shifting Points Podcast. And on Instagram, I am a.m2.t.
Okay. I don't get the T part, but I got the rest of it. I'm good.
What's I have a last name.
Oh, that's true. Okay. All right. I didn't think about that. I was thinking transmission or something, but anyway. All right. Miss Vicky, if people ever want to listen to you or follow along, they're already here. So.
That's right. I'm here.
That's right. More of us here. All right. You guys did great. It was fantastic watching vicariously from a distance. And apparently Ryan and I will be doing this rally at some point in the future.
And thank you so much for the invite and for letting me drive your car for 900 or so miles and steal your bride for 3 days.
It's okay. She put up with you better than she probably put up with me for the ride. So it's fine. We're good. All right. Job well done, everybody. Nicely done. Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you.
No, thank you, Matt.
Thank you.
Ooh, childhood fantasy. Yeah, check your email. There should be a picture.
Well, speaking of childhood fantasy, hello, Ryan.
Hey, Bill, how's it going?
That's the best segue I could come up
with. Yeah, I have to. It's seriously freaking me out to see the two of them without hair.
I know. Right? I had just the opposite.
He's still got his hair down here.
It was freaking me out to see him with hair. So
it's a dramatic change.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Very well.
Well, you missed at the award ceremony, the dewigging.
The dewigging.
Oh. Yeah, they they cheered because nobody had seen him without hair. Mm-hmm. He just whipped it off and the whole place just busted up laughing.
I thought you posted one on Instagram with like the witch taking the hair off.
Yeah, but the rest of the teams aren't paying attention to that.
Oh. Yep. Okay. All right. Well, I did it remotely. How about that?
Mm-hmm.